Blog Talk Radio.
And good Thursday morning for the 378th time. Jeff Wirtz in the Blog Talk Radio studios, getting you ready for what is going to be a long, really a long night in sports. A lot going on. We will get to basketball in just a little bit, because we do have four great games to break down. We will talk about those again in just a second. But first, need to talk about what went on yesterday, and that was the World Baseball Classic. The United States brings it home. A big time win over Puerto Rico, and this thing was never in a whole lot of doubt. The United States get an 8-0 victory over Puerto Rico. Marcus Stroman in this game was just absolutely bonkers. One hit through six innings, the Jays pitcher was just throwing heat all night long, and they shut down the Puerto Rican hitters and had just enough offense. Okay, a lot of offense in this game. Giancarlo Stanton gets in on it. Ian Kinsler, we'll get to that in just a second. I just don't get it, Ian. Andrew McCutchen as well, all getting big hits to score runs. And again, the United States gets the victory 8-0. They take home the WBC, the World Baseball Classic Championship. A big part of that was one Eric Hosmer. He had a kind of a slim night yesterday. Only one hit in the ball game, but overall a giant time for Eric Hosmer. In 24 at bats, 9 hits, including a 4 extra base hits, 3 doubles, and that of course game winning home run a couple of days ago. 5 RBI led the team for the WBC, and this is a team consisting of Adam Jones, Jonathan Lucroy, Buster Posey, Giancarlo Stanton, Nolan Arenado, guys that can crush the ball. And Eric Hosmer led all of them in RBI. He was actually tied with Adam Jones of the Baltimore Orioles with 5 RBI in this thing, and just a really fun thing to watch. I know a lot of people, and we didn't cover it a whole lot on this show because I know it's not everyone's cup of tea, but it was entertaining. I will give it that. I wasn't stuck on every pitch of the WBC, but it was entertaining, and it was kind of cool to see guys playing for their countries, you know, guys that you knew and or maybe you didn't know necessarily that Drew Butera was playing for Italy. Maybe you didn't know necessarily some of these guys were not considered for the American team. A little bit of controversy whether a Canadian, Marcus Stroman, should actually be pitching for the United. Now, there wasn't controversy with that at all, and he shut the door if there was any controversy with that big performance yesterday. Finished off the WBC with a 2.35 ERA and just really looked good the entire time. The Canadians are going to have a lot of fun with him this year. The Jays are really going to enjoy what Stroman brings to that club. Again, the AL East may run through the Toronto Blue Jays once again this year. Okay, we got to at least touch on it, because Ian Kinsler, man, it was just at the wrong time. Quite frankly, it was at the wrong time. He stated that, well, basically, I'll just put it in layman's terms. He said that the American way of baseball is the best way. And that he did not enjoy the way that the Latino players were showing emotion in this, and it was baseball and blah, 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 blah. It actually makes me laugh. And shout out to the Sporting News. I don't know whether they did this on purpose or not. I have a pretty good feeling it was a nice troll by the Sporting News. About 11 hours ago, they tweeted out a picture. And again, I don't know if this was on purpose. I have a pretty good feeling it was, but it is a picture of Ian Kinsler with the background of the World Baseball Classic banner out in presumably left field during a game. And all it shows is Ian Kinsler throwing the ball to presumably first base. And in the background, all you see of the World Baseball Classic banner is ass 2017. So maybe a shot at Ian Kinsler, maybe not. I don't know. It struck me as quite funny because I'm nine. It struck me as quite funny, and I will retweet that because I did find that a little bit funny in the context that it was used. I have a pretty good feeling that it was a troll job by the Sporting News. So good job by you. Hats off. Whoever tweeted that out, probably pretty good troll job there on Ian Kinsler and really the entire, just the entire situation. It was a nice troll job by the Sporting News. All right, let's get to basketball. A lot of basketball going on tonight. What do we have? Four games going on tonight. None bigger for the local scene, at least, than the Kansas Jayhawks taking on Purdue. This one has been talked about. It has been cussed and discussed all week long, everywhere, quite frankly. But I think people have the wrong take on it. I think Jayhawk fans have the wrong take on it. I think Jayhawk fans may be worrying about all the wrong things. This is a good Purdue team. This is a very good Purdue team. Frankly, of the other 15 teams left for Kansas to get by, Purdue might be number one, might be number two. There are a couple of still excellent blue blood teams. This one may pose the biggest challenge for the Kansas Jayhawks. And it's been talked about with Caleb Swanigan. That's definitely where it is going to be, where it is going to be emphasized, the post play tonight for the Jayhawks. But I think the guard play, and you hear me talk about the Kansas Jayhawk guard play a lot. Frank Mason, I think, is obviously the best player in the country. I don't see anyone else. You know, you could make a case for a couple of guys. I think Frank Mason is the best player in the country. But I think it's the guards of Purdue that are going to be the biggest factor in this. Put aside that post play, and it's very good post play by the Boilermakers. But they also shoot 40% from three-point range. That's number one in the Big Ten. They are going to have to put up some big points. Both of these teams are going to have to put up some big points tonight, which means they have to shoot well. I think Purdue has to press the ball, has to really move to get past this Kansas team. And I think Kansas has to do the same thing. I don't think because of that post play, because of the excellent post player we are going to see from both of these teams, I don't think either can let it be a half-court game. I think we are going to see a stalemate. I think we're going to see a lot of switching, a lot of game planning. This is going to be a very timeout heavy game. This is going to be a very coach oriented game, because this late in the tournament, you have to decisions on the fly. You have to feel out what is going on. You can't scout at this point in the tournament. You can't just base your game plan on what they have done, what either team has done in their previous games. You can't do it. You have to base what is going on the game at hand. And I think that's where Kansas and Purdue have to excel tonight. I think both Matt Painter and Bill Self have to be at their best tonight for their team to succeed. I've said it. I think Kansas is going to advance in this game. I think Kansas is going to go a long way in this tournament. I have them as my national champion. We have talked about that already. But I think that this is going to be the biggest test for the Kansas Jayhawks. As I said, Caleb Swanigan is going to get his. There's no doubt about it. Caleb Swanigan is going to get his points. It's can those exemplary players, can those outside working players, the Dakota Mathiases, the Vince Edwards, the Carson Edwards, are these guys going to get what they need outside to hold up with the Jayhawks? And the same thing goes with the term exemplary does not do them justice, but the guys that maybe you don't hear all the time, not the Frank Masons, the guys like Svi, the guys like Devontae Graham. Now, Devontae Graham has been a key part of this. Can he continue that tonight? That is what is going to be big for the Jayhawks. As I said, Caleb Swanigan is going to get his. The post for Purdue, they are going to get their points. It's can those others help out and push this team over Kansas? I still like Kansas in this game, but watch for high scores in this game. If Purdue can score with Kansas, then I think Purdue has a shot. If not, if they can't get into the 70s and 80s, it might be a long night for the Boilermakers. Again, I still like Kansas in this game, but I think Purdue definitely poses a different challenge than what we've seen in the first few rounds for the Jayhawks. All right, elsewhere in the tournament, of course, that the 8:30 game on CBS, the best one. Now, people are going to be upset. I love that Michigan-Oregon game. I think it's going to be great basketball. I look for an upset in that game. I look for Michigan, the role that they are on. Don't be surprised if the Wolverines pull this thing off tonight. And I get it. Oregon is a good squad. Dylan Brooks is doing just incredible things. But momentum is so big in this tournament, and I think Michigan has that right now. But I don't see this as the best game of the night. The best game of the night to me is Gonzaga and West Virginia. Can West Virginia stop that offense of Gonzaga? Can they do what they do, the press Virginia, and knock out the Gonzaga Bulldogs? Can they slow down that Gonzaga offense? I think that is going to be the big thing. Can they get turnovers? Can they get points off of those turnovers? I just don't think so. I think they work it well early on, but I think Gonzaga is eventually going to wear them down. I like the Zags in this game. I really do. I think, write it down, mark it down right now. I have it on tape, obviously. I like Michigan. I like Gonzaga. I like Kansas. And of course, I don't see Xavier holding up with Arizona. I really don't. I just don't see it. But again, your schedule tonight, Michigan, Oregon at 6. That on CBS 6:30 has West Virginia and Gonzaga. That one coming from San Jose. The Kansas Jayhawks tip at roughly 8:39 tonight from the Sprint Center in Kansas City. And it wraps up with Arizona taking on Xavier. That as well in San Francisco. That a 9 o'clock approximate start on TBS for the Wildcats and the Xavier Musketeers. All right, that is all I have for you tonight. Enjoy your basketball all night long. We will be back tomorrow, break down the games tonight, as well as take a look at what we have going on over the weekend. Plenty to talk about going on over the weekend as we get much, much closer to that Final Four being decided. A lot of games going on and a lot of fun to be had over the next few days. All right, as for today, Jeff Ward signing off. Have a great Thursday. We'll be back here tomorrow for the Weekender edition of 15 Minutes of Fan.